from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane looks like a planned provocation, but that Russia is not going to war with Turkey. Lavrov said the incident will make Russia reconsider its relationship with Turkey. He canceled a planned trip there Wednesday, but did speak with Turkey's foreign minister, and the two agreed to meet in the coming days. This is the Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. He's speaking to lawmakers and says that Turkey has no intentions of straining ties with its friend and neighbor Russia. Meanwhile, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country was simply defending its security when Turkish fighter planes shot down a Russian jet, and that he does not want any escalation with Russia. Pope Francis is beginning his first official tour of Africa Wednesday, with stops planned in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. After his arrival in Nairobi Wednesday, the Pope will meet with President Uhuru Kenyatta and a group of diplomats at the State House. On Thursday, he is to hold an interfaith meeting at the Vatican's diplomatic mission in the Kenyan capital. On Friday, the Pope is to visit with the poor in Nairobi's Kangemi slum and visit the youth of Karasani Stadium. Afghan security forces say they have begun an operation to rescue 18 hostages seized by the Taliban after a helicopter crash in northern Afghanistan. The Afghan Defense Ministry said Wednesday that Taliban fighters killed three people on board the chopper after it crashed a day earlier in Faryab province. That area is partially controlled by militants. Officially said the privately owned helicopter made an emergency landing. VOA News. Students in Brussels have begun returning to class after a two-day shutdown over fears that a series of simultaneous attacks could be launched around the Belgian capital. Special measures are being taken, and underground transport in Brussels is slowly starting up again. This woman, who is a local, says that security is more visible.
A lot of difference, yeah, because before there is no army, no police. But now we can see the police and the army, so we are a bit secured.
Belgian authorities set the city on maximum alert overnight on Friday amid warnings of an imminent security threat. More than 1,000 security personnel and soldiers have been deployed. Tunisian President Beji Caid Essebsi is holding an emergency meeting Wednesday with his Security Council. It comes a day after an explosion there killed at least 12 people in the country's capital. That blast hit a bus carrying members of the country's elite presidential guard on a tree-lined avenue in the center of Tunis. Security and presidential sources said the explosion was an attack. However, it's not immediately clear whether it involved a bomb or an explosive fired at the bus. This is President Beji Caid Essebsi. He was speaking on national television, saying that he imposed an overnight curfew in the Tunis region, and he said that Tunisia is at war against terrorism and urged international cooperation against extremists. Indian army and police officials say three armed militants and at least one other person have been killed in an attack on an army camp in the Indian portion of Kashmir Wednesday. The officials said the militants used gunfire and grenades in their attack. It took place close to the heavily guarded border between India and Pakistani territory. A senior officer said three militants and one civilian were killed during a six-hour gun battle that took place after that initial attack. The United Nations welcomed a peace agreement signed by two tribes in southern Libya and reiterated its call for the approval of a national pact to end more than a year of political crisis in the country. Qatar brokered the deal between the Tuareg and Tibu tribes in Ubari, and the state-run KNA news agency said it includes a permanent ceasefire and the return of displaced people to their homes. This year will be the hottest on record, and 2016 could even be hotter due to the El Niño weather pattern. That's according to the World Meteorological Organization Wednesday, warning that inaction on climate change could see temperature rise by 6 degrees Celsius or more. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.